Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cab Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. The Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for waking up with us this early Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Lee Humphrey. We are brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Living Waves Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. And I'm not here alone. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go right to the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. She's also an author and speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our team. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. And evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here at the program from Greater Pentecostal Temple. Good morning, evangelist Christy Laster.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to my team members this morning, and good morning to our listening audience.
And community advocate, our political analyst, Henrietta. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Yes, we've got a great, great program ready for you today. And we got a newest member of the team. Her name is Carolyn Johnson from Livernois Dental Care, our newest sponsor. But before we get to Carolyn, let's go to our sales manager, Pastor Shauna Drake. Good morning, Pastor Drake. How are you?
Good morning, each and every one of you, and good morning, Detroit. I am blessed and highly favored.
And Pastor Drake, Shauna Drake, thank you so much for being a part of our sales team, actually our sales manager. And you've got great news to share with us this morning from Livernois Dental Care. Go right ahead, Pastor Drake.
All right, good morning, each and every one of you. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Livernois Dental Care, Carolyn Johnson. Carolyn, can you tell us about your business this morning?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Detroit. Again, Livernois Dental Care, we're located on 1710 Livernois Avenue. We are a full-equipped dental office. We are open from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. We have emergency appointments available, and we're open every other Saturday for your dental needs.
Okay, can you tell me when the dentist's office first opened up?
So our office is a fairly new office. We've been in business for 2.5 years. It was formerly Conant Gardens Dental, and it was taken over by Ahmad Saman, and he started the office, and we've been going strong ever since.
All right. So can you give me a good testimony about your dental office?
Well, our office is staffed by seasoned dentists. We have Dr. Rothis. He's been in practice for over 25 years. We also have Dr. Dadar. He's our new dentist that's joined the team. He's a graduate of University of Detroit. We're proud to have him with our office. And we have a full-fledged staff here who is well-equipped in dental assisting, dental billing, We also have a members that are available to the visitors for maybe if they need dental insurance, we're here to help them. We're here to assist them. Also have an insurance agent that's able to help them with any insurance that may be needed to help them out getting the services that they need.
Okay, now, you know, we have all been in this pandemic. How has business been since this pandemic?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
We all have been going through this pandemic. How is your business going since the pandemic?
Well, our business has been always opened. We haven't stopped. We do have all our sanitary needs available, and we're equipped to see our new patients and our existing patients to help them. We do have the mechanics that are needed to keep the air fresh, to keep them safe, to keep them worry-free about getting any dental procedures that they may need.
Okay, okay. I'm going to turn it over to Michael Ventura to ask you a few questions.
Well, Carolyn, thank you, Pastor Drake. Carolyn, again, welcome to the Sunday Morning Team. And the team is here now, and you're going to be joining us not only on the podcast, but you'll be joining us on the Detroit Praise Network also. And we're looking forward to that. We're looking for your for your input, comment, and we're looking forward to hearing more about Livernois Dental Care. So we appreciate that. And Pastor Drake, thank you so much for bringing Livernois Dental Care to the program. And we look forward to hearing from you. Maybe can we just hear a good word from the bishop there, Bishop Drake, sitting there? I know you're listening to the program. Bishop, say something for us this morning.
Yes, I just want to say good job and continue to allow God to lead you and guide you. And continue to receive the wisdom and knowledge. God bless you, Lord.
Great. God bless you. Thank you so much. You guys make a great team. Thank you, Bishop Drake and Sister Drake. Thank you so much. And we're going to, Carolyn, we're going to be talking to you throughout the program. We'll come back to you at some point. And, of course, we'd like to hear your input on some of the topics that we're talking about this morning. And I was listening to the Praise Network this morning, and we did talk about Black History Month and Henrietta shot me a text, and I said, you know what, that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to delve back into Black History. It sounded so good to hear about Black History. It just shows you, Henrietta, how important it is to share the good news about our heritage. And so we're going to be talking about our Black History this morning, and I'm going to talk about some of the people that I looked up over the past week. And so we're looking forward to that. Welcome again, Livernois Dental Care. Keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. Before we get to news and weather, let me just talk about a couple of our sponsors this morning, Optimal IT Solutions. If you need to your laptop or your desktop, do it cheap too. You don't have to spend too much. Optimal IT Solutions is the answer to fix your tablet, your laptop, or your desktop. Here's the number for Optimal IT Solutions: 248-796-2429. And of course, Franklin Wright Settlements. Missionary Humphrey is on the board with me, our dean of the board, and of course Kimberly Batchelor Davis is our board secretary. I'm vice chair of Franklin Wright, and let me just say that despite all the challenges this year, Franklin Wright is still working hard to help people in the community with their summer enrichment program, after school, the college tours, virtual now, early childhood and early start development, youth success academy, senior outreach services, in-home programs, utility assistance, the food pantry, Meals on Wheels, all of that is done by Franklin Wright Settlements. Here's the number. If you would like to contribute or even need services provided by Franklin Wright, call 313-579-1000. Great work from the leadership over at Franklin Wright. Monique Marks, the president and CEO, Stacey Robinson, the chief operating officer, and of course, Dion Mullen, also executive over at Franklin Wright Settlements, 313-579-1000. Got an important note for you here for families who have lost a relative from due to the healthcare worker that lost their life due to COVID. If you are a family of a healthcare worker that lost their life to COVID, there's financial assistance available, emotional support, and other support services. Just go to apply for a grant to braveofheartfund.com. Braveofheartfund.com. Just like it says, BRAVEOFHEARTFUND.com, braveofheartfund.com, and you can apply for cash grants to support the family of those healthcare workers who lost their lives due to COVID. All right, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we are going to be talking. We've got news and weather and commentary right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. The Michael Van Tool Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for those of you who are listening on our hotline, 563-999-3555. And also thanks for online on blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, the program is available to listen all week until next Sunday morning. In the news this morning, rapper Lil Uzi Vert is defending his decision to implant a $24 million diamond in his forehead. He says he's been paying on it since 2017. He claims he's had swelling and bleeding since it was surgically implanted. The pink diamond is between 10 and 11 carats, purchased from jeweler Elliot Eliante, a jeweler to the stars. Currently, the story is breaking the internet. The biggest game in America is today at 6:30 p.m. on CBS. Here are some key points. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus Kansas City Chiefs. The halftime show is by megastar The Weeknd. Quarterback Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl wins. This will be his 10th time in a Super Bowl. The game is being held in Tampa Bay. Patrick Mahomes, if he wins, will be the youngest player and will break records. Kansas City Chiefs could possibly take the field with 1 to 3 injuries. Tampa Bay may lose 1 or 2 by game time. Most predict Tampa Bay and Tom Brady to win today's game. The $1.9 trillion stimulus package was approved by the House of Representatives, and the Senate is expected to work on it soon, but don't expect final approval until March. In other Washington-related news, Biden does not support allowing former President Donald Trump to receive intelligence briefing, as has been customary. All right, let's go to the Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, to add anything to the news.
So today is Super Bowl Sunday, and it is a joyous day for many people who are planning to have gatherings and, you know, fun. Hopefully everyone will do that safely with social distancing, mask wearing, and hand sanitizer. But the NFL has done something wonderful. They decided to give away free Super Bowl tickets to about 7,500 healthcare workers. As a thank you for their tireless service during the pandemic, the NFL has announced it's inviting around 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers to the Super Bowl as honored guests. The majority of these healthcare workers will come from hospitals and healthcare centers in the Tampa and Central Florida area. They'll receive free Super Bowl tickets, game day experiences directly from the NFL, and all 32 NFL clubs will also be selecting healthcare workers from their communities to attend the Super Bowl today. These dedicated healthcare workers continue to put their own lives at risk to serve others, and we owe them our ongoing gratitude, said NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in a statement. We hope in a small way that this initiative will inspire our country and recognize those true American heroes. This is also an opportunity to promote the importance of vaccination and appropriate health practices, including wearing masks in public settings. So there will be an additional 14,500 fans in attendance at the Raymond James Stadium to crown the champion of an unprecedented NFL season. Our local healthcare workers have worked around the clock to ensure the health and safety of our community, said Mayor Jane Castor, City of Tampa, and I cannot think of a better way to honor them with the eyes of the world on our hometown for Super Bowl. Our country has endured so much over the last year, and we can't lose sight of those who worked day in and day out to keep us safe. Thank you to the NFL for making this happen.
Great, great, good news. Thanks for sharing that. Henrietta,
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear. Yeah.
Oh, okay, it almost sounded like you kind of ducked out. So listen, I just want to piggyback off of what Kimberly just said with the NFL. So right now we have our Super Bowl first female referee. So history is being made, and right now as we speak, Sarah Thomas is set to become the first female officiator in the NFL 55-year game history. Sarah Thomas has made history again as the first female Super Bowl official. Her elite performance and commitment to excellence has earned her the right to officiate the Super Bowl game. And she's not new to this because she's also have experience in previous postseason games working with the crew from the New York England Patriots, Los Angeles Chargers divisional playoff game. She did all this in 2019, which has led her to become, in 2021, the first official female officiator with the NFL. So congratulations for her.
Yes, times are changing. That's good news. That's good news.
Yes.
All right. Great. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
I love being on this show with my colleagues here. You guys always have great stories to share. And just in piggybacking a little bit off of what Henrietta has shared this morning, I wanted to just talk about stand up and stand out. And I wanted to share with people, just remind them that it's okay to stand up and it's okay to stand out. Because this woman is going down in history as the first African-American woman to be able to coach in the NFL, at some point, she had to make a decision to stand up and stand out and be okay with it. So as we talk about Black history, as we talk about our heritage, I want to encourage everyone to stand up and stand out. And it is okay to shine. It is okay to be uniquely you the way that God made you. There is this intuition. There is this gut feeling that we have
as it relates to finding our purpose, as it relates to fulfilling what we are to fulfill on this earth. And that takes courage. That's why we have great Black history, because someone made a decision to stand up and stand out. So I just want to encourage everyone today to be uniquely you, stand up, stand out, and continue to make history.
Great, great. Thank you so much. Carolyn Johnson, you want to add anything to this? Go right ahead.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will just have to, I would say, play it by ear and just have faith that everything will be performed in its proper season and its proper time.
Yeah. So one of the things that, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes too, is that we need to remember our history. We need these are times when we have the first Black female vice president, and all of this is living history. Matter of fact, that's something that I'm going to look at this coming month, is to recognize those African-Americans who are making history now, people like the vice president. So, and that's why it's so important to have Black history in our schools, too. But we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Thank you, Carolyn, for adding that. All right. Weather, Kimberly.
It is cold outside. I don't know if anyone has stepped outside.
Right.
But can I just say, I love Chrissy and Henrietta's message. Good morning. But it is cold outside. So
yes.
It's 16 degrees. It feels like it's 6. Guys, the roads are slippery. We got about an inch to an inch and a half last night. And there is still more snow coming today and more snow coming tomorrow. So I want to encourage everyone to please be careful. Today, again, snow, cold. We'll have a low of 9. I believe we're hit our high at 16 today. Tomorrow, we have a high of 17 and a low of 3. There will be more snow tomorrow. However, it's supposed to end early, in the early part of the day. Monday, we have mostly cloudy. Snow again Monday night. A high of 19, a low of 11. Tuesday, it will be partly cloudy. The warmest day of the week, brace yourself. We will hit a balmy high of 21 degrees.
Wow.
With a low of 6. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, 17 degrees will be our high with a low of 8. And Thursday will be mostly cloudy again with a high of 18 and a low of 13. A low of 13. And on Friday, we will have snow showers again with a high of 19 degrees, a low of 10. And on Saturday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 16 and a low of 4. Everyone, bundle up. It is going to be a cold week.
I am so looking forward to spring, I tell you, just to get nice, warm spring and summer morning. And to know that we don't have to deal with this. So that's what I'm thinking about now is spring. But this is probably, I think this is about the worst it's going to get right now. This is about it. Yeah. So once remember, spring is March
1st. It's right around the corner.
So we've got.
Spring is right around the corner.
Yep. Just a little over a month to go. Yeah.
But the sun is out. So let's
That's right.
You know, be thankful. At least it's beautiful. The sun is bright. It's cold, so you got to bundle it up. But the sun is out.
Yes. All right.
We had a mild winter, so I'm appreciative.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. We talked about this on the Praise Network this morning, but I wanted to revisit Black history, and Kimberly, you said. That what we should do is go back and kind of look up and do some research and talk about other efforts by African-Americans, other African-Americans who have accomplished great things in history.
Yes.
And I did that. So, and I'll just go, yes, and I'll go around and let everybody get a chance to say something about this. But I went and researched, because, you know, we always, people, especially in schools and stuff like that, because they don't teach enough Black history in schools anyway. But, you know, we always pick the same few people over and over again. And there's a lot of contributions by African-Americans over the years. So here's mine. I looked up Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley was the first African-American author of a published book of poetry. She was born in West Africa, sold into slavery at the age of 7, and then transported to North America. She was enslaved by the Wheatley family of Boston. And see, isn't that something? That's where why we got all these crazy names, you know, because, you know, the last names we have now, those are not our names, you know.
Right.
I would love to find out what my real name is. I know it's not Van Tool. Van Tool was probably the owner of some slave ship or something, you know, just like this Phyllis Wheatley was enslaved by the Wheatley family, and it became her last name. So I would love to know, you know, what did they call Kunta Kinte, Toby? You know, how you get from Kunta Kinte to Toby? That don't even, you know, it's not even him. That's not who he was. So I just, Phyllis Wheatley was born in West Africa in 1753, and she died 1784. And I'll tell you, I was looking at a little clip of Roots last night, and you know what? It was, I told Mrs. Van Tool, I am so glad that I was born now.
Yeah.
Any other time in history, not during slavery. Do you know that you could have been born into slavery, and that's all you knew your whole life? You were a slave for your whole life, because that slavery lasted for hundreds of years. So you the whole thing was depressing, but one of the most depressing things that I could even imagine is to be born into slavery and die as a slave, to never have been free. And I tell you, I'm so glad. I know it's not perfect right now, but I'm so glad that I'm alive now. Out of all the time in history, thank God, you know, that we've been born in other places and other times. I'm grateful for being here right now. We're living, and this is the richest country in the world. We have everything in this country. Have anything to complain about, and I thank God that we're living here and now. I just want to share a short poem she wrote, Phyllis Wheatley, and it's called On Being Brought from Africa to America. 'Twas mercy brought me from my pagan land, taught my benighted soul to understand that there's a God, that there's a Savior too. Once I redemption neither sought or knew. Some view our sable race with scornful eye. Their color is a diabolic dye. Remember, Christians, Negroes, black as Cain, may be refined and join the angelic train. That's from Phyllis Wheatley from 1753. That's my contribution this morning. Let's go down the line and see. And you might or you might not, but you can, you know, Christy Laster.
So I'm just going to give a short shout out to two individuals. And I know that a lot of Black women acknowledge this woman that has made history. And the tool that she created for us has been a blessing throughout the years, the pressing call. Let me tell you something. I use it to this day, and I understand that many of us have embraced our natural texture of our hair, but there are some days that you just need to do what you have to do. So, Madam C.J. Walker, I just want to thank you for the pressing comb and how it has been a blessing to my life personally. Are we making this personal or is this just broad? But it has been a blessing to my life personally and, you know, just changed things for me. I also want to acknowledge another individual that has made history. And some say that the history that this individual has made was an addition and he wasn't the original inventor. Nevertheless, it was very helpful and useful, and we still use it to this day. I wanted to acknowledge Garrett Augustus Morgan, Sr. At some point in his life, at the age of 14, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio. There was a traffic light that was invented prior to, but it was a stop-and-go traffic light. He added to that traffic light and made it a three-way, a three-position light, which still impacts us to this day. When you think about it, and we have a storm in the city or wherever you may be going, and the light is out, if we had to continue to live that way with the light being out, or if we didn't have that transition from the yellow light to the red light, our brakes would be going out much sooner than they do. So I wanted to tip my hat off to Garrett Augustus Morgan, Sr., for his addition to the traffic light.
Great. Yeah. You know, what you said, Christy, was so basic, but it's so important, the high traffic light. I mean, these are things that we are essential, that we need every day. And, you know, that's great. I really appreciate that. That was a great thing to add to it. All right, Henrietta Ivy.
You know, it is so amazing to hear all these amazing history, Black history, contributes to a lot of amazing Black history makers of the past. But today I want to just take the time out and pay homage to some current Black history makers on the rise.
Yeah.
And so the first two people I really that came to mind when I started to think about Black history and all the hard work and uprising of excellence that's going on in the city of Detroit, I thought about Tashana, the political princess, Gill, and Al Williams. I thought about these two only because I know them personally, and I've seen and I see the work that they do, and they are, to me, the modern-day Black history makers, bringing Black excellence to the forefront every year, creating spaces for trailblazers like myself, Michael, anyone who wants to make, you know, get their to be known and recognized for the work that they do. So my contribution and shout-out goes to Tashana, the political princess, Gill, and Al Williams. Together, they are a power team making Black history of today recognized and bringing Black excellence to the community. So shout-out to them, because every year they do the African-American Excellence Award. They have so many awards that's given out to trailblazers throughout the year, and as they recognize the Black excellence in the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan, they push this excellence each and every year. And now she has a platform for young African-American trailblazers called the Princess Cupcake Organization. And I just want to say shout out to them and great work and, you know, part of the Black history of today on the rise.
Great. Thank you so much. Yep, and they are local right here in town, making a difference. And that's just great to recognize. Like I said, you know, Henrietta, I think we're going to focus on that the rest of this month, too. Those people
Absolutely.
Who are living now, creating history, creating Black history right now. So that's a good thing to do. Great. All right, Kimberly Batchelor-Davis.
So I am inspired by Christy and Henrietta and the stories that we tell, because, Michael, you're right. It is a blessing to be born now than to be born during slave time.
Mm-hmm.
It's also amazing to know that Black History Month is not just celebrating past heroes, it's also celebrating current heroes. However, I'm going to return us to the past and somewhat not so past long time ago. So our first one is Lewis Latimer, And for those that know me, know that during Black History Month, my kids have to research.
I was just reading on him. Awesome.
Right. So Louis Latimer, if you did not know, he made the light bulb more practical and contributed to the invention of the first telephone. So these are things that we need to understand where we fit into history. Louis Latimer worked with the famous inventor Hiram Maxim at the U.S. Electric Lighting Company. While working there in 1881, he patented something called a carbon filament, which allowed lighting to be more practical for everyday living for the average household. He also worked for Thomas Edison. So he made a great contribution in creating this carbon filament that made the light bulb closer to what it is today so that every person could have access to electricity. Also, for those of us that grew up in the 70s and 80s, there was something invented called 3D television, or 3D movie, should I say. It was invented by an African-American woman. Her name is Valerie L. Thomas. She was born February 8, 1943. She is an American scientist and inventor. She invented what's called the illusion transmitter and received a patent for it in 1980. She was responsible for developing the digital media format image processing systems used in the early years of what's called the Landsat program, which would later become 3D movie making. So when I was a kid, I'm dating myself, when I was a kid, you would have 3D glasses and you could go and see a movie and see the 3D effect. We have African Americans to thank for that.
Great, great. This is
wow.
This is educational this morning too.
This
absolutely
is amazing.
Yes, great. Thank you. All right. We are we're going to go open up our phone lines. We're going to talk to, looks like Tony is waiting. Also, Randall is in the queue there. We're going to get to you. Let's go to Tony right now. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. Sir, would you like to add your input on Black history?
Well,
or lack thereof.
Since we're going, since we're going down a list of women inventors, there's a lady, her name was Mary Brown, who invented the original security system.
Okay.
Which was in 1966. So that ring and all that stuff that's going
right,
on
the
now.
The doorbell stuff,
Yeah. She actually had a camera that was placed inside of the door, and she used that to take pictures and also to inform the police, because her husband used to travel a lot. So while her husband was away, she had this camera mounted through the peephole where she could actually take pictures of people going by her house, or if they were like knocking on her door. And she had some type of system where if there was some intruders, that she could notify the police.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and this was invented by a Black woman.
Well, I hope she got for something out of that, because there's companies out here now. Did you know that that ring appeared on the Shark Tank?
Right.
It was called, I think it was called DoorBox at the time. They got shut out. They walked away with nothing. The Shark did not contribute. I'm sure they regret it now, because Ring is like the number one video doorbell thing in the world now. And they are killing it on Wall Street. But they got turned
out.
Shaq
was one of their original investors. So the lady Mary Brown was she was actually a nurse, and she was born in Queens, New York.
Wow, This is educational, I tell you.
It is.
Tony, thank you so much for adding that to the program this morning, Living History. This is real Black history. And,
yeah, because, I mean, because everybody uses, like, a Ring or some type of camera system now for home
right.
security.
Yes. Yes. All right.
And
Tony,
that was
thanks.
All due to a Black woman.
That's hey. They're doing it right now, aren't they? I tell you.
Amazing.
What a
difference. I tell you.
Yes, for real. All right, Tony, thank you.
But we don't get credit for none of this stuff. You know, it gets brushed up under the rug, and then they bring up all the white people who've done modifications to our design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have a patent and it's specific, people could design around your patent and take your original idea and then just make a few subtle changes and then apply for another patent. See, we as Black people, we don't know how to make our patents broad so that nobody can backdoor us or design around us. So that's what we got to start thinking about is developing things in a larger scope, where you think of every single little thing, like, okay, I'm going to have a strap, I'm going to have a zipper, I'm going to have a push button, I'm going to have everything so that you can't design around my patent.
Yes, you got to protect it now. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for adding that to the program this morning. Very good information. So we appreciate it. Thanks. And continue to listen. Hold on the line. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. I want to go back to Carolyn real quick, because I want to once again acknowledge our newest sponsor, Livinoy's Dental Care. And I believe Pastor Drake is still on the line too. Carolyn, I just want to, now I also know you've got a great team over there. The owner, we didn't talk about the owner. His name is Imad Salman, and he is also a lab technician. How big is the team over there?
Well, Michael, we have a team of two dentists, a patient coordinator, and we also have our two dental assistants that work with us. We also have a slew of insurance claim coordinators that are there, mm-hmm. and we have a full lab, a dental lab that's there for emergencies of partial indenture repairs. 2 hours, we can get your dentures fixed for you. A same day process. That's what we have there for you.
And it's not just adults. You have a pediatric dental care also. We didn't mention about that.
Yes, sir. We will see. Our motto is, if the child will see us, we'll see them. So they usually, you start bringing your children in at 3 and up, and we take care of all their dental needs, their cleanings, sealants, fillings, fluoride treatments, make sure that they stay in good dental health. We also cater to our adults. Now, we know no one likes to see the dentist, but we are here for you. So we know people they do have toothaches. They do have dental needs. So we're here for them, and we give you the best product that's out there as far as teeth replacements, partials, dentures. We have tooth-colored fillings. We have all your perio needs as far as if you might have some periodontal issues going on, root canals, crowns. We take care of all of those needs. We also have a fast lab that gets your turnaround is within at least 1 week.
So The address is 17170 Livernois. What is that near? What's the cross street?
So we're right at Livernois and 6 Mile.
6 Mile.
Across the street from, there's a McDonald's right there on the corner. We're across from also University of Detroit College.
Okay, I know where that is. What's the phone number at for Livernois Dental Care?
So our phone number is 313-340-9709, and we're there in the office from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're also open every other Saturday from 9 mm-hmm. to 1 p.m.
Okay. All right. And
Michael, I have a quick question. What type of insurance does your facility take? Is it, do you take particular, specific types of insurance, or you take most major insurances?
We take most major insurances. We have Delta, Priority Health, Aetna, Blue Care Complete. We take most dental insurances, and we also take CareCredit.
Okay. So do you take any insurance? I'll say, for instance, United Healthcare. Do you take that particular insurance?
Yes, ma'am. We also participate with United Healthcare.
Awesome.
Okay. A lot of times people come in and they have, maybe they might be just on Medicare, and they don't know that they do not have dental coverage. So we have a team here that's there to help them with dental insurance needs, to get them set up with a dental insurance that would be conducive for the needs that they have.
And what's your address again?
So our address again is 17170 Livernois Avenue.
17170. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Carolyn and Pastor Drake, I noticed that it does say here that you try to make sure that if the customers, patients are comfortable, because I'm trying to avoid my next dentist appointment now. I went the other day, Carolyn, don't laugh. I went the other day and, you know, it was a temporary procedure they did. I don't want to go back because they said that they can come back and make it even better, but I'm okay with right now. I don't go back. I'm just going to call him and let him know. I didn't do this, but I just want to call him and tell him, you know, you don't need to do anything else. I'm feeling good. So, you know, because I just don't want to go back because I don't want to having to get another shot. Injection and to numb my mouth again, but you know, I guess it depends on who you go
to. It's okay. You know, it's okay to get your mouth numb because you know if you don't get your mouth numb, then you know you can't get the procedure done. But you do want to keep all your teeth.
It'll be worse, won't it?
Yeah, yep. you want to keep all your teeth, so you know you have to go to the dentist so that you don't lose your teeth.
You're
that's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well,
ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So,
yeah.
It's 5-10 seconds of maybe getting a shot in your mouth, but we're looking at the long run.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a toothache. Nobody wants that. Is the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that you as an individual, you cannot prevent that. I mean, you cannot fix that. You have to go into a dental office. First and foremost, we want to do preventive dentistry. We want to make sure you don't get a cavity.
Yep,
we want to make
sure
it doesn't turn into a root canal or you don't need an extraction.
Right.
So first and foremost, you come in every 6 months. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
We're here to keep you from being in pain.
And it reminds me of what we were talking about earlier about being born during these days with all this technology. Because can you imagine, and I don't even think about it, hundreds of years ago, when you had a toothache, the remedy for toothache, most of the time they just pulled the tooth out. You know, so thank God for places like Livernois Dental Care. That's all.
Amen.
I can say,
yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
and they can make you feel as comfortable as possible. Look, I know that a few people, and we just got about 10 minutes left on the program, but I know Christy Last is getting ready for services.
My husband had work done there. Hey, y'all, my husband had work done there too, and they did a wonderful job on his teeth. They finished cleaning his teeth, and what was it?
Cleaning my teeth and everything. They did an outstanding job.
Wonderful.
That's great.
We have a testimony.
Good to hear from a client.
Yeah.
I know we've got some people that are getting ready. Like I said, we got about 9 minutes left. I know Christy Laster is getting ready for services over at Greater Pentecostal. Bishop Drake, you and Pastor Drake are also getting ready. I want to go to just let this gentleman say something. Randall Smith, Brother Smith, thanks for getting up with us and listening to the program. You want to jump in and say something real quick?
Well, I mean, it's just time we have to live like Lady Christine Lasseter said, stand up and stand out. I really believe it's our season. We got to be careful out here with this COVID-19 and live our best life. And I really want to salute you, Dr. Van Tool. God gave us a great vessel when he gave us you, big bro.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wow, thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and thank you
that
also.
Sunday morning team, I love all my sisters. Love you all to the
isn't it
to
a
the
great
moon
team?
And back. Yeah, the bomb.
Well, sending love right back your way.
That's right.
Please
good morning,
be safe, everybody.
Great.
And,
all right.
And be protected. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Smith.
Yes, sir.
That's thanks for getting up and listening to the program. Look, there's just a few more things I want to say. I tell you what, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up because we got about 8 minutes. And I tell you, this morning went by so fast, but we had a great time.
Sure.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything...
All right, we're back. We just got a 6 minutes, but I just want to remind you that missionary Hattie Humphrey, I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, she'll be joining on the program next Sunday. She will also be on the Praise Network and on Blog Talk Radio, and we're looking forward to that. Of course, she comes on immediately after the Michael Van Tool Show right here on blogtalkradio.com next Sunday at 9:30. So we'll be on at 9. She'll be on at 9:30. So we're looking forward to having her on. Also, thanks to Rosemary Moore, the owner agent at Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Thank you very much for supporting the program. And, of course, the great warrior, Lord Johnny Hawkins, an expert in not just personal injury cases, but he's a super lawyer handling wills, conservatorships, guardianships, probate, and much more. That is the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. And, you know, call him. He will fight for you. That's why they call him the warrior lawyer. Here's the number, 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990, the great Johnny Hawkins. All right. I think, is that it for my notes here? Yep, got it. All right, let me just go down the list. I really appreciate all of you, the Sunday morning team, all the listeners who are streaming online, listening to it on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you. Those of you who have dialed in and listening to it on the line. Once again, just want to say thank you and welcome to Carolyn Johnson from Livernois Dental Care. Thank you so much for being a part of the Sunday morning team, and thank you to all the fine folks over there at Livernois Dental Care. Thank you also to Pastor Drake and Bishop Drake. Thanks for being on the line. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Great.
Thank you for having
me. Absolutely. We're looking forward to the Praise Network, too, so we're looking forward to that. Kimberly Davis, thank you for getting up and your contributions to the program this morning.
For having me on. I appreciate it. I always enjoy my time with you guys.
Great. And Henrietta Ivy, thanks for shooting me that text this morning about the Black History, and that just spurred me right on to, you know, got me thinking about what we're going to do for the rest of this month and for the rest of the year, too.
Absolutely. Fabulous job on this morning's show. And was very glad I got up to listen. So, yes, awesome job.
Great. Thank you. If this prophetess Christy Laster Andrews, I know you're getting ready for service over at Greater Pentecostal.
Absolutely. I am getting ready for service. But thank you, Michael Van Tool. Thank you to our wonderful team this morning. And it has been a pleasure engaging with our guests as well. I hope that everyone has a beautifully blessed Sunday. Make sure you bundle up.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. It's a cold one out there. So thank you. Thank you, Sunday morning team. I just want to leave you with just some, you know what, because this gentleman is so dedicated and always listening to the program. I love to listen to his music. You know, Randall Smith is a great singer himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I periodically listen to that song. Sometimes I drop the song in there. Sometimes you guys don't even know. I'll be playing sometimes. I'll play the songs even after we you know, some of you I know this kind of still listen in, and I'll play something. But
it's very inspiring. Every time you play it, I hear it. I just go into prayer mode. It is an inspiring song. So, listen, I'm gonna need one of y'all to send that to me so I can download it on my MP3. Like real
I can
talk.
I'll definitely do that. All right, I'll do that.
You.
God bless you all. Have a great Sunday today. We'll see you next Sunday right here on BlogTalkRadio.com.
God bless.
You are
You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You are everything. Oh, yeah. Mm. You are.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother.